Hi, looking back on March 11, the anniversary of the release of the first Ken doll in 1961. Did you know his full name is Kenneth Carson?
Somehow she knew that she and Ken would be going together. So now Mattel brings you Ken, Barbie's boyfriend.
Mikhail Gorbachev became the leader of the USSR following the death of Konstantin Chernenko in 1985.
A 54-year-old has taken over, someone who, theoretically at least, will be around for a generation. Get used to the name, Mikhail Gorbachev.
And Paul McCartney was knighted on this day in 1997.
Proud to be British. Wonderful day. It's a long way from a little terrace in Liverpool.
To the birthdays, Rupert Murdoch tops the list on his 89th birthday, the largest newspaper publisher in the world, and he says they still have a place in modern times.
We have a lot of experience in producing newspapers and a lot of feeling about where they fit in the society, you know, different papers in different ways. They do undoubtedly still carry a lot of influence.
One of the most famous one-hit wonders of all time, Bobby McFerrin, celebrates his 70th birthday.
Don't worry. Be happy.
Former AFL footballer and lamb lover Sam Kekovich is also 70 today.
Balanced Australia Day diet should consist of a few nice juicy lamb chops and beer.
Remember Simone Buchanan? The star of Hey Dad turns 52.
I'm surprised at you, Nige. I didn't think you could be that cruel.
And happy 41st birthday to the Madden twins, Joel and Benji.
Like
Finally, it's the anniversary of the death of Hal Blaine on this day in 2019. Now, you may not know the name straight away, but you'll know his work. He was a session drummer and played on over 150 top 10 hits, including songs like Up, Up and Away for Fifth Dimension, He's a Rebel by the Crystals, and so many for Elvis, including this classic.
But I can't help falling.
Some of the things we're remembering on March 11.